The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you will know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Restore us, O God of hosts.
Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Amen. Good morning. I don't get to preach on Advent 1 since I retired all that often, so it's a pleasure to be able to do that today. See if you recognize this little song. I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way, stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad. So, be good, for goodness sake. Santa Claus Theology 101. And you hear it repeated, if you're only good, everything will be good and God will bless you. Today's gospel reading might seem a bit scary, did it? You never know when the Son of Man, or another translation of that is the human one, is going to show up. What are the three times that he might show up? Evening, midnight, cockcrow. Do those times ring a bell? I can't tell you how many times I've heard this gospel read, or that I've read it myself, and realize that I go to sleep in the evening and I don't wake up a little past cockcrow, especially now. I got anxious, just like Santa Claus is watching you. One time my mom, and I couldn't have been over 5 or 6, she talked about her experience of being told that Jesus was always watching her to make sure, and I'm sure my grandmother must have told her this, as a way of keeping her in check. I want to offer you a way of thinking about Advent that's not anxiety-producing. Okay? Did you like that? What happened at evening in Jesus' life? On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which I'm giving to you. Do this in remembrance of me." And the word in Greek is anamnesis. Do this to make me present to you. Do this so that when you see me in the world, you will recognize me. So the Son of Man comes in the evening and he breaks bread. And he says, "I'm turning myself over to you." Be alert, be awake, for the Son of Man may come in the evening. What's the next hour that we should be alert for? Midnight. Anybody got a clue as to what happened at midnight? Pardon me? Right. Judas, as Jesus had handed himself over to his disciples, Judas hands Jesus over to those who have come to arrest him. Be awake, be alert in your world when Jesus is handed over to the authorities. When the Son of Man, when the human one, is handed over to those who wish to do him harm or to do her harm. The first reading and the Psalms talk about a world that's filled with handing over of victims to those who would victimize them. And it happens day in and day out. And Jesus says, be awake, know that in the handing over of those victims, I am there. I am present. As I was present in the breaking of the bread, so I am present to you in your world as people are handed over to be victimized. Cockcrow. I think there's a trend going here, right? What happens at cockcrow? Pardon me? Peter hands Jesus over again in his refusal to recognize him. Be awake, be alert, 3 opportunities. Weren't you with him? I don't know the man. There is no anamnesis with me. He is not present to me. In our world, how often have we seen someone in the midst of being handed over that we stand back and say, "I don't know that person, so not my problem." These readings are not designed to make you anxious about a sneak visit from Jesus. These readings are designed to let you know where he is all the time. And with Jesus coming, we, like Peter, like Judas, like the 12, are given an opportunity to see the light, to experience judgment, to see in our own behavior some of the ways that we are complicit with the world that we have created. It's good news, but it's painful news, isn't it? Resurrection is a painful process. The coming back from death into life requires that Jesus be present to us, requires that we see the light of his countenance, his face, in those in our world who are being handed over to suffering and death. St. Cross has a wonderful history of coming to this table and seeing Jesus and taking Jesus into themselves and learning to recognize Jesus out there. When Patsy read the reading about how desperate we are to know Jesus in the world, how desperate we are to know the presence of God in a world that seems completely unhinged. Jesus says, you know, you're going to see wars and rumors of wars, and this particular reading from Mark is speaking about a time when the disciples and Jesus were sitting across from the temple, and the disciples were saying, isn't that a beautiful building? And Jesus says, not one stone's going to be left on that building. It'll all be torn down. And there will be placed in that place an abomination that desecrates. Well, the Romans tore Jerusalem apart in 70 AD, around the time that Mark's gospel was being written. Where was Jesus? He was in those who were being handed over to suffering and death. And the disciples saw him. And they wrote a little note to us now that said, be awake, be alert to those who are being handed over. You want to know Jesus? It's not my personal Lord and Savior. It's the person who is being handed over. And as you embrace that suffering and the death of others and seek to stand with them, in front of them, you stand with Jesus. So Santa may be watching you, but we are told to keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen.